Proclamation number 3652 of 10th of January, 1946. Incarnation of God. The fact that I took abode on earth in a human shell will remain an insoluble problem for people as long as they live on earth, for they will never be able to comprehend that the most sublime, the creator of heaven and earth, could shelter in a human being, in a shell, which therefore meant limitation for this spirit of eternity. People will never be able to penetrate this mystery, even if it is explained to them according to their maturity of soul. This problem of the human manifestation is so mysterious, and yet my love tries again and again to make it understandable to people so that they can believe what they should believe in order to become blissfully happy. For the time being, the reason for my incarnation on earth lies in my infinite love. My creatures were no longer able to recognize the connection between themselves and their creator. And thus I wanted to make myself recognizable to them in order to stimulate them to re-establish the bond with me, for my love eternally desires that which has emerged from me. And the desire must also be on the part of my living creations if the union is to take place. Thus my love wanted to bring itself close to people so that they would recognize me. Man is only a work of creation in the smallest miniature compared to my infinitely great strength. He would not be able to face my abundance of strength without being crushed by it. Thus I had to confront him in a form he could understand and bear in order to give him the opportunity to make contact with me. And thus I came to people as a human being. My spirit, which also slumbers in every human being as a spiritual spark, took abode in all its fullness in a human form. The form thus hid the divine from their eyes, before which they could not exist if it were to irradiate them in all fullness of strength. My spirit filled infinity. But it could also shelter itself in the smallest shell because my spirit is not bound to time and space. My spirit did not need a cover, but it gave itself a cover for the sake of my creatures, which were never able to bear me without a cover. In a human form, therefore, I brought myself into visible proximity to people. Every human form is first enlivened by my spiritual spark, by my breath, my portion, which, placed in it at the beginning of its embodiment as a human being, lies dormant and awaits awakening. And my living creation becomes divine as soon as it awakens this spiritual spark, the part of myself, through love. The man Jesus then brought the spiritual spark within himself to life through loving activity. The spark ignited into a bright flame and he drew me in all fullness into his physical external form, which now became the abode of myself. My spirit of eternity is not bound to time and space, it is not limited, it fills the whole universe, the spiritual kingdom and all creations, it is everywhere. Consequently, it must also be able to dwell in a human shell if this shell allows its dwelling in it insofar as it has shaped itself such that it is no longer consumed by my strength and love. For this presupposes perfection, which people lack but Jesus had achieved on earth. This is why the man Jesus was able to be in closest contact with me without passing away, while his cover sheltered me from those who could not bear my nearness because they were still imperfect. Nevertheless, they could see me but they did not recognize me, they only saw the man Jesus but not me in him. But I myself had become a human being, I myself had given myself a human shell, for I myself am the creator of everything that is visible, The reason why I came to humanity is my overwhelming love for them. Because they needed my presence in order to find their way back to me. I became a human being and as a human being took up the battle with my adversary who wanted to push my living creations away from me and deprived them of all willpower to oppose him. And thus I fought with him for people. And my weapon was love, which defeats everything that opposes it. I suffered and died as a human being for people, out of love for them, in order to defeat the adversary whose strength could not withstand this weapon, whose power I broke through love. 10/1/1946, my descent on Earth was therefore the outcome of a battle between light and darkness. The light itself confronted the Prince of Darkness in order to break his power over the spiritual, which was to decide in free will for light or for darkness. My adversary, however, did not allow this free decision of will but forced the spiritual substance insofar as he claimed people's weakened will for himself, that he made it impossible for people to recognize God, that he therefore tried to keep me, the light of eternity, away from them in order to prevent them from deciding in favor of me. And therefore I came to people's aid. I took away my adversary's power to influence equaled people in this way. I placed myself on people's side and fought against him as a human being. I.e., my external form was subject to the same laws as every other human being. It had to wrestle its way through all temptations and earthly weaknesses, yet it was inspired by love, and the strength of love kept the victory. It was stronger than the power of the one who was without love. In the human being Jesus I was in all fullness, my spirit of eternity had taken abode in him, but before that the human being Jesus had shaped himself such that I could take him as my abode. My external form was certainly also my work, the work of the Creator of eternity, yet at the beginning of the embodiment of his soul this external form was also a carrier of immature substances which first had to spiritualize itself through the will of the man Jesus, through his love, thus it first had to become the receptacle of myself. For Roman 1. The most perfect spirit from eternity, could only take abode in a perfect vessel. But then I dwelled visibly among men, then I myself walked on earth in the form of a human being. I myself, the spirit who controls infinity, had descended to earth, I had manifested myself in a form which was visible to men. This is a mystery which will remain incomprehensible to you despite any explanation, and yet I try to make it comprehensible to you to such an extent that you can acknowledge me myself in Jesus, for just as a smoldering spark can grow to have an elementary effect as a mighty fire, so the spiritual spark in the man Jesus ignited into brightest embers and united with the eternal fire. The eternal fire consumed everything earthly from the man Jesus and only the divine remained in and on him. It was Roman 1, the great spirit of eternity, who is visible to people in order to bring them knowledge of God again, to whom they should strive on earth, for whom they should decide of their own free will and who acquired the strength to do so again through his death on the cross, which the man Jesus took upon himself in order to redeem his fellow human beings. Amen.